someone sells a room to a goy, and that's just what they rented out to a goy with the chametz, and sells the chametz inside it. So there's a whole discussion if the sale takes place in the morning of the Erev Pesach. It comes out that the time to get chametz, it still belongs to the Jew. So there's room to say that since it's now mine, I have to make the bdikah. What happens tomorrow is a different story. Other side of the coin is no. That since by Pesach will be sold already, so even though right now it's my chametz, I don't have to make a bdikah. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Mepasim Zachuga says if you make a regular bdikah chametz, it does not help, and you have to do a full bdikah in your house, even though say you make a regular mechiras chametz. It will not help to pat you from the bdikah chametz. Shabruah brings that they are Makilim, and they hold the second Svar, that since the mice will be sold before Pesach, that's good enough. So the mice, the Shabruah says, it's preferable if you can't sell it from Yud Gimel. So today, after Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we have all kinds of spiritual luxuries. So one of the luxuries we have is that they have the Mechiras Yud Gimel, which basically means that you're renting out those rooms that you don't want to do Bezika already from before the time of Bezika Shabbos, and then the Kodashitis, you don't have to do the details in those areas.